Salva. The book A Long Walk to Water by Linda Sue Park is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was in school having a good day when gunshots were heard. Soldiers gathered the children and organized us into groups. I was put into a group with a lot of babies and women. I was afraid that I would not see my family again. The group that I was with left me in a barn alone because they thought I would slow them down. The young lady who owned the barn found me a new group. We walked for a year and a half from southern Sudan through Ethiopia to Kenya. Along the way, I made a friend named Marielle, and I found my uncle. Traveling with them was great, and I knew that I had some family left. But all that changed when my friend was killed by a lion and my uncle was killed by two people who shot him. Eventually, my group found a refugee camp and lived there for many years. But we were kicked out by white people who wanted their land back. The white people forced us into a big river, and many people died by being eaten by crocodiles, being shot by the white people, and by drowning. Now I am about 27 years old, and I lived in New York. I had a family. I went to school, and I was happy when my real family was found alive in Sudan. I could not wait to see them again, so I traveled back and lived with my family for the rest of my life. If you would like to read Linda Sue Park's book about me, there's some important words you will need to know, like prodding, telltale, and monotonous. Prodding means pushing someone to do something they do not want to do. For example, Tommy prodded me into the water. Telltale means revealing a device or object. The ripples in the water is a telltale sign that there is a crocodile. Monotonous means when something goes on and on the same way for a long time. Like, walking for a year was monotonous. Here's a sneak peek preview of an exciting park of Long Walk to Water. Salva struggled, kicking, clawing. He's holding on to me too hard. I can't. Air. No air left. Suddenly, the boy's grip loosened and Salva launched himself upward. He threw his head back and took a huge gulp of air. For a few moments, he could not do anything but gasp and choke. When his vision cleared, he saw why the boy had let go. He was floating with his head down, blood streaming from a bullet hole in the back of his neck. I chose this part of the story because it was sad, exciting, and it was my favorite part of the book. The end.